What's going on, guys, and welcome back to another video. Today's video, we are going to be talking about the extremely incredible 2020 Chevrolet Corvette C8 Stingray, as they call it. Now, if you guys are aware, recently, as in a few hours ago, Chevy did a live stream on the brand new C8. So we are going to discuss everything that they talked about. And not only that, we're also going to talk about some extra things as well. So I hope you guys are excited for this video because I am very, very excited to make this video. So let's jump right into it. As we start off, guys, this car is listed at $60,000 for a base price. $60,000, do you know how cheap that is for a V8 mid-engine practically supercar? $60,000. I still cannot get over that. Like, I expected 70s, 80s in that range, maybe even a little bit higher, but 60K to me is just absurd. I'm blown away by the price. So, it's practically going to have mid-engine supercar performance. That's what they were going for, and I think they achieved pretty well. The official name is the Corvette Stingray. So let's jump right into the meat of things, the specs. So this is going to be a naturally aspirated 6.2 LT2 pushrod V8, which is very similar to the C7. Of course, the C7 is not mid-engine, so therefore that is the difference that we will be seeing in this car. So 495 horsepower, 470 foot-pounds of torque, sorry, 475 foot-pounds of torque, as if that 5 pounds of torque matter. It will have an active exhaust. Now for some controversy, it will have a Tremec 8-speed dual clutch automatic transmission. It will not have a manual. Now, if you know me, a guy who races cars, who loves stick shifts more than anything in the world, I'm okay with this being automatic. It is such an incredible car. I do believe that the automatic transmission is the way to go. Now, of course, with manual transmissions, you're going to lack performance, and some people may say, well, I would rather have the bonding experience with the car rather than all the performance. I do understand that. However, it's not going to be an option, and since it's not an option to me, it's really not that big of a deal. Honestly, like, in my eyes, I do believe that this should be a straight automatic, and that is one of the rare times I will ever say that. So, as far as the drive modes are concerned, they do have a new drive mode called Z mode. Z mode is going to be completely custom, and it's going to be a drive mode that you can customize to your own specific driving needs and abilities, which I do find pretty cool. So the performance package is going to be the Z5-1. It has 0 to 60 acceleration in under 3 seconds. The pack is also going to include bigger brakes, performance exhaust, better cooling, a limited slip differential, a more aggressive gearing ratio, sportier suspension, and of course, no supercar, is complete without the Michelin Pilot Sport 4S tires, which are a summer tire. Now, the base model is still going to come with some incredible tires, like the best tires you can possibly buy. They're all season, and they're coming with the Michelin Pilot Sport Run Flats, so still a great tire all the way around. Now, all of the models will come with 245s in the front and 305s in the rear, 19-inch wheels in the front and 20-inch wheels in the rear. And another surprising thing that I found is that all models are going to include the coilover spring suspension, which in my eyes is quite impressive. I did not expect the base model to come with it, but it does. So the base weight for the base model is going to be 3,366 pounds. The base model is aluminum construction, not carbon fiber. As you move up throughout the trim levels, you will have carbon fiber added. The only thing that is going to be carbon on the base model is the rear bumper. So continuing on, let's talk about storage. Now, of course, as you know, with prior Corvettes, you had some pretty good storage. While it was never huge, it still had accessible storage to where you could still be reliably, you know, going to the go shopping or do whatever you want to do with it. It was still pretty convenient. Obviously, with this being mid-engine, you are not going to have that option. We have a very small frunk and a very small trunk. In the live stream, they used golf clubs to show how big it is. So imagine a set of golf clubs. That's pretty much what you're limited to. It will also come with a target top. Now, they did also mention potentially in the future that this could be a convertible model as well. So I do find that pretty cool, but I think that was kind of expected. Now, moving on to the interior is very high quality. And the first thing that you'll notice is it is very, very driver-centric. As I go back driver-centric, I always refer to the Toyota Supra, the original MK Supra, and it is exactly that. It's very driver-centric. It's all focused on the driver, so if you're a passenger, you're probably not going to have too much fun, at least on the control side of things, but I'm sure you'll enjoy the performance all the much. So it does have lots of buttons, which is kind of a controversial thing so far that people have been talking about. Many people don't like it. The whole entire cluster of buttons is down like a little handrail next to the passenger. So not really sure about that. It does have Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. And they actually said that it's going to have right-hand drive available. Now, they didn't specify where really, but obviously I'm guessing some European models, and I'm not really sure how many they will put into production, but I guess that's something to find out. It will have Bose Performance Sound. Now, one of the coolest things that I thought about the interior, well, I guess you could call it interior, but it's also kind of performance, is the car is going to have a front lift system, and it's going to use GPS navigation to save those locations in the car's GPS. So for example, as you're coming up, say on Carroll Road, and there's a speed bump, and you hit the button to raise the front end, it's going to save that. So next time you come back to that same location, it will automatically raise the front suspension, which is extremely cool. Now, we're not sure if that's going to be available on the base model. I would think that it's not, simply because that seems like a very high priced ordeal. However, they never said, so we're not really sure, but either way, that's really cool, and it will save up to 1,000 places in the GPS. Now, the last things that we really are going to talk about here is the production model is going to be late 2019. So you can expect it to arrive in the middle of winter, which means nobody will really be able to enjoy the car to the fullest. Of course, that's if you live in a snowy state, a cold state, until early 2020. However, I'm sure a lot of people out in Florida and California and those areas will still be able to enjoy it late 2019 when it does officially release. Now, there are three trims. There is the FE1 trim, which is the base model, and that's going to start right around 60K. Then the second trim, which is the middle of the road trim, is going to be the FE3. Now, this package does include the Z51 Sports Performance Package, so that we don't know for sure, but probably going to be around 70K. And then last but not least, the high end, the highest model of them all is going to be the FE4. And that is going to include the sport package as well as the magnetic ride, magnetic suspension, as you've come to know with Chevy. So that's probably going to be roughly around $80,000. So in all, you would expect the FE3 and FE4 to be the highest trim levels, of course, to be sold. And I'm sure they'll make, you know, a limited amount of the base models simply because obviously they want more money. Plus, if you're spending that much money on a car, you're going to want the higher quality as it is. So with that being said, that is everything on the Stingray Corvette that we know of late 2020. I am very, very, very excited to see this car out in the road. I'm doing my best to get my hands on one so I can do an in-depth review. So I would highly, highly suggest you guys hit that subscribe button, hit the like button on the video so you guys never miss an upload. Of course, if you don't know, I do race cars. I do everything with cars. I also own my own business, so that's part of the vlog series as well. So if you like business and you like cars, definitely hit that subscribe button. Either way, also, I'm going to plug this real quick because we're here. Last video I just did was an Audi R8 in-depth review. So if you guys like the Audi R8, hit that video as well. It'll be at the end of this video right here, so you guys can check it out. With that, we're going to end this video. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Guys, I'm so excited to see this car out on the road. I hope you are as well. Let me know down below in the comments what you guys think of the car, what you like, what you don't like. Either way, I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace out, and remember, you create your own story. I made a habit out of looking on the bright side. My phone is dead every time I